internet plan that will fit your household needs. Visit Rainbow's online interactive broadband calculator at rainbowtel.net to find the best internet plan for your household.
KNZA.
Holton High School, as we settle in for Big 7 boys hoops, Hiawatha and Holton. Let's jump right to tonight's starting lineups. Visitors from Hiawatha and their road Reds here tonight. They will start 5'8 junior Ashton Rocky in the backcourt with 5'10 junior Mario Alcady. Also starting is 6' junior Brant Barnhill on the wing, 6' senior Tyler Davis, and Brant and Joel Bryan, a 6'1 senior for Hiawatha. Joel Bryan, that leads the Redhawks, averaging 15 points and 8 rebounds per game. Hiawatha comes in with an even record at 8-8 on the season. For Holton and head coach Connor Bouchard and the home whites tonight, the same starters they've had all year. Backcourt, a 6' junior Matt Lears, 6'1 senior Jalen Turner, and 6'2 junior Tyson Snyder. Also starting at a small forward, a 6'1 senior Jake Zeller, and 6'2 junior Jace Boswell. So Zeller, Boswell, Turner, Snyder, and Lears for the Wildcats, who are 10-6. And for the 8-8 Redhawks, it's Rocky, Bryant, Davis, Barnhill, and Alcade. Girls, I'm curious to get your thoughts for Holton coming off the big win Tuesday night at Royal Valley, an emotional, huge win. How tricky is this game? Because you'd like to think you could build off that win and you're confident and excited and you want it to carry over, but it can also kind of be a trap, right, coming into a game like this when you're coming off a high and trying to figure out how to kind of match that intensity here in the new game all over tonight.
I said trap.
Oh,
now there's Shay.
All right, there we go.
What did
I do? All right, well, Shay's off.
So, Shay.
Hello.
Oh, there
Ooh.
We go. There we go.
Okay, I was just going to say, you know, it's definitely a big game, and you do want to feed off of that energy for sure, but you also don't want to take advantage of it. You know, you just had a really big win, and you know, that's exciting and all, but you also can't walk into this game thinking that it's not going to be a good game, you know. We got this. We're a better team than, you know, you can't be thinking too much like that. You still got to come in with the same intensity that you played with Tuesday.
We're just underway as Holton wins the tip and will have the basketball in their home whites going right to left of the Wildcats here in the first two quarters. Hiawatha manned up D for D. It's Rocky against Lears. Matt, coming off a phenomenal game, takes this one to the rack but missed a layup. So Matt Lears, 8 of 10 from three-point land on Tuesday, and Holton made 12 three-pointers in that contest, but I'm told by many folks, I mean, Lear's his performance was like a Stephon Curry-esque for the high school level, huh?
Yeah, it was. I mean, he, like in the first quarter, he seemingly could not miss, and then, you know, shot that three-quarter of a court shot and made it, and yeah, it was crazy. He shot lights out for sure.
Hiawatha with their first offensive possession. Here's Rocky one-handing it down, though. Nice little step around, and the basket's good. Tyler Davis, first points of the night as the Redhawks take the lead.
Hiawatha is definitely a run-and-gun kind of team. They want to try and push the pace, kind of like the girls do, too, but more so with the boys. They're not very tall, as you guys see, but they're definitely a little bit quicker and faster.
Here's a putback as Matt Lears misses from the foul line, but Jake Zeller there to clean it up and bank it back home. So Zeller ties the game 2-2. Now Alcade driving and lost it. First turnover on Hiawatha. Here's Tyson Snyder missing a dunk. Boswell rebounds. Can't get a shot off. He's stuck in the lane, then tried to dribble, but it's going to be a 3-second lane violation. Boy, Holton missed a couple opportunities there. One on the dunk by Snyder. Couldn't quite throw it down. And then Boswell got it, but was kind of stuck. Couldn't get turned to the basket, get the shot back up in time. So our official turnover count is one apiece. Our score count is two each, and we've played 90 seconds here in this contest. Alcade is the foreign exchange student from Spain, having a good season with the Hiawatha Redhawks, 8 points, and leading the team with over 5 assists per game. Hiawatha still minus a couple of their guys tonight as a three-pointer's up and good, rattled in by Ashton Rocky. 23rd three. This Hiawatha team can certainly shoot from the perimeter. They've made over 100 three-point baskets on the year. Snyder lost the handle and is picked up by Rocky, and he sprints past everyone. Right side for a layup, and he missed it. Was worried about the defender coming from behind. Now Lears at the other end. Nothing there in transition. We're back 5-on-5. Turner fakes a three, drives and kicks out to Snyder. He spins his way into the lane, banks it home, and draws the foul as Snyder gets in the scorebook. And boy, the pace of this game going to be, as you mentioned, like Hiawatha prefers, but Holton find a run and gun a bit as well.
Yeah, definitely. That was a good move by Tyson Snyder. Just going strong to the bucket. One thing with man-to-man, I think Holton does a great job of spreading the floor and getting that lane wide open for people to go in and get an easy bucket every now and then.
Snyder makes the first free throw of the contest, so we're tied 5-5 as he gets an old-fashioned three-point play. Both teams man-to-man D, 5.5 to go here in the first quarter. Mentioned Hiawatha still minus two players tonight, and that's a charge against Joel Bryan. Jake Zeller got in front of him, took the brunt of that contact, and took the charge. Joel Bryan will pick up his first personal. That's team foul number two.
Hiawatha's in a full court man-to-man, just trying to put a little bit more pressure on our guards and, again, push the pace.
Snyder working one-on-one against Barnhill, gets a screen from Zeller, flips it back to Jalen Turner, the newcomer, transfer from Topeka Seaman, a good-looking jump shot as he pulls up and hits it from the left elbow. Three different players have scored for the Cats, who lead 7-5. Alcade into the lane. Tough shot for him. No good. Turner, leading rebounder from Holton, over five boards a night. Ahead to Snyder. Tough shot, and it's banked in. Good body control and finish there by Tyson Snyder.
Holton's doing a great job of running the floor. Just, we get a turnover, and we're going, which is really, really nice to see.
Loose on the floor, and it's picked up. A high womp, the turnover into the hands of Zeller. 3-on-2. Fakes the pass, takes the shot, and draws the foul, and Zeller going to head to the line here for the Cats with 4 minutes and 31 seconds left. Holton now ahead 9-5 as our first substitution of the night. We'll bring Hiawatha off their bench and a couple new guys in. But two players they're missing, two pretty big keys. Jacob Rieger, a 6'2 senior. He was averaging 4 points and 5 rebounds per game. But Rieger's been injured. He may not be able to come back this year. So that's certainly tough for Hiawatha. Now they're playing for the second week without their leading scorer. Carson Gilbert is a 6'3 senior, leading Hiawatha with 16 points per game, but Gilbert missed some time due to a vacation and now is missing a little extra time as well. So he's not expected to play in this matchup tonight, as Zeller made one but missed the second free throw. Fouls against Mario. Here's Bryan in transition. Turner hustling, trying to save it in. Players fall down in the paint. Missed long shot, rebounded by Matt Lears. One hands it ahead to Rocky, who almost intercepted it, but now Snyder gets it back for Holton.
This is definitely a high-paced game. It's going to be a knockdown drag-out, honestly. It's going to be a long, fast, guys are going to be... There it is.
I knew what you were trying to say.
Thank you. Biggest thing is, kind of keeping, also knowing when to slow it down. Maybe run some offense a little bit every now and then. Slow it down, catch your breath a little bit. So, yeah, it's going to be a high-paced game.
Three turnovers on Hiawatha now, two against Holton. Here's Lears spinning, big collision. That's a charge foul. Good job and a great effort there to know the spin move maybe that Matt Lears was going to attempt as Joel Bryan got set. Bryan took the charge, and it's personal number one on Matthew Lears. Foul number two on the Wildcats with 3:46 to go here in the first quarter. Justin Fluke joined by Courtney Boswell and Shea Tanking here tonight at Holton. Okay, bombs it ahead to Rocky. Now back to Mario. Kobe Black's checked in for Holton, a 6'2 junior, his first appearance, and also Ashton Trick, a 5'9 junior guard. Here's a three by Rocky. Good. Nothing but net. Ashton's hit two trifectas, and he brings Hiawatha back within two.
I just had to kind of laugh a little bit. Down here on defense, Zeller hits a three as well. We had Ashton Trick guarding, gosh, I don't know what his number is, 35, David Keough. And it was just a huge mismatch, so you'd think Hiawatha would maybe try and take advantage of that if they get another switch like that.
Under 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter, 13-8. The three by Zeller was Holton's first triple of the night, and now another Hiawatha turnover. That's their fourth one of the contest. Gary Smith, longtime coach at Jackson Heights, a little bit of time at Wetmore, now in his fourth season with the Hiawatha boys. They went just five wins a season ago. Here's a three that crawls over the backboard, missed by Holton. Barnhill back in for the Redhawks. David Keough was in for a bit, but he's now back out. Hiawatha's gotten a little deeper down their bench. Even a freshman, Cameron Boswell, has been playing a little bit lately and been playing very well for Coach Smith in the absence of Carson Gilbert. And as mentioned, with Rieger still banged up and injured, guys taking advantage of their varsity opportunity. Hiawatha with the ball here, down by five. Cameron Boswell, the freshman we speak of, is out there on the floor right now for Hiawatha. They get an open three look for Barnhill, and it swishes in. They've hit three threes, the first for Brant Barnhill, and it's a two-point game at 13-11. Drive by Lears, another big collision, and another charge. Twice now, Lears has gotten a charge foul. That time it wasn't a spin move, just a collision on his drive into the paint, and he'll go to the bench with a minute 48 left here in the first quarter.
That's something, you know, you just got to be a little bit careful of, you know, maybe after your first charge is called. Just be aware of, you know, they're kind of, they are looking out for your charges and just for you lowering your shoulder and going into them. So that's just got to be careful about that going forward.
Alcade with the dribble here against Jalen Turner. Brian comes to set the screen. Kick in the far corner. Rocky again. He missed this one short. Battle for the rebound on the floor. The Redhawks keep the possession. Barrios gives it over to Rocky. He's defended by Snyder. Now float pass that goes out of bounds. Miscommunication there by the Redhawks that will result in turnover number five. 13-11. No surprise, Hiawatha's come out and hit three threes. And just one two-point basket. Told you over 100 triples connected on this season. And Lears goes to the bench. Holton has several guys that can handle it. Snyder brings it up this time. Turner can play the point as well. Boswell between the rings. Over to Strick, who can play the point. He'll dribble and now flip it to Kobe Black up top. Snyder sees an opening. Drives and finishes on the right side. A banked-in shot. A good first quarter. Tyson Snyder's now scored seven.
I really like that look out of that offense. I'm actually very familiar with that offense. It's similar to something I ran at Washburn. But that is a fantastic opportunity off that reversal to drive baseline, because that help person is facing the other Holton person that cut through. So that was a very good look by Tyson.
Snyder averaging 11 points per game. That is second on the Holton team behind Matt Lears, just a little bit ahead of Jalen Turner and Jake Zeller, but Holton has been pretty balanced this season. Lears coming off that 26-point game in which he made 8 of 10 three-pointers and knocking off number one ranked Royal Valley on Tuesday night. Here's Brian, nice behind the back dribble into the lane, shot up off the iron and then batted off the glass by Brian and missed. Holton pushes it ahead to Kobe Black, who finishes with the left hand in transition. First points for Kobe Black, under 10 seconds to go here in the opening quarter. The Wildcats' transition offense has been superb. A quick start tonight for Holton as the long two is connected on by Brant Barnhill to beat the buzzer. So both offenses coming out hot. 17-13 our score at the end of one quarter. Holton leads Hiawatha by 4 points as we head to a one-minute timeout here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Is it time to purchase equipment or expand your operations? At Union State Bank of Horton and Everest, we don't just understand ag loans, we rely on them just like you do. Many of our Union State Bank employees are farmers themselves, or they grew up in farm families and know the importance of the right financing at the right time. From capital improvement and equipment loans to real estate, we have the agricultural loan you need. Let's talk today. NMLS number 654946. Union State Bank of Horton and Everest, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Fall in love with the February special at the Pizza Bakery in Horton. Get a large meat eater's pizza for just $17.99. All the meats, no fillers, piled high on delicious pizza bakery crust. Then sweeten up with a streusel, cherry or apple dessert pizza, or warm up with some wings. And don't forget about the hot case with several options to grab and go. Always great food and great variety. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. Get the large meat eater's pizza on special this month at the Pizza Bakery, open 7 days a week in downtown Horton.
KNZA.
Welcome back with studio engineer Seth Tollefson. He will host the Community National Bank local high school basketball scoreboard show later tonight. Some upsets, some interesting scores. Seth will run it all down for you tonight on KNZA after our game is over. And Hiawatha turns it over to start the second quarter. That is six turnovers now against Hiawatha to just two on Holton. And the Wildcats are up by 4 points.
So just a little bit of a miscommunication between the two Hiawatha players. One was trying to one player was looking for a back cut, the other wasn't quite on the same page, so just a little miscommunication.
Matt Lear stays on the Holton bench with two fouls here to begin this second quarter. It's Zeller, Black, Boswell, Turner, and Snyder. Snyder has a game high 7 points. Hiawatha's made three threes already. Holton has hit just one so far tonight, made 12 at Royal Valley. 12 of 18, I think, was Coach Bouchard's team from behind the half moon. Zellert into a double team. Tough shot. He threw it up and it came right down through the cylinder.
Zellert got 8 on the night, if I'm correct.
Yep. Season high was here a few weeks ago against Chapman. He scored 17. Here's the ball knocked loose and into the Holton hands again. Snyder wanting to push it up. A no look right side and Turner with the lay in. Jalen Turner now with 4. Has another Hiawatha turnover, produces a transition bucket for Holton. Their lead, the biggest of the night now at 8 points. Barnhill drives, kicks, Al-Qaeda in the corner for 3, no good. Brian the backside rebound. Brian working hard, puts it up, using the muscle, and puts it through. First point for Joel Brian, and it wasn't easy. Good job by Mario Alcalde to keep that ball alive. 21-16. 21-15. Now a 3 by Snyder. No good. Rebounded by Tyler Davis. Wide open 3 up top. That one is short by Barnhill. Rocky unable to keep it alive. It's into the hands of Snyder. Up the court to Turner. He'll stop on the left wing with 6 minutes to go here in the first half. Both teams have been man-to-man. Both teams have been up and down the court. Zeller again attacks the basket. But this time he lost the handle, and that's the third turnover on the Wildcats. Trick back in. Zeller will go out. And Lear's back in with his two personal fouls. Hiawatha without senior leading scorer Carson Gilbert and senior one of their top rebounders, Jacob Rieger, tonight here on the road. They've won their last couple of contests. And here's a foul against Holton. Our seventh foul in this game. It's the fourth against the Wildcats, and it's on Ashton Trick, his first. Alcalde will trigger it in under the Hiawatha basket. Does so to Rocky, who's hit 2 trays already. Now a ball stripped by Snyder. Good defense by Holton again. Snyder then a bit out of control and up the court a little bit. Too fast for his own good that time as he tried to get it to Trick but lost the handle and the ball goes out of play.
Yeah, in that situation, the only thing Tyson can really do when Hiawatha is trying to tip the ball away, you know, while he's trying to dribble down the middle of the floor, just pick it up and hope that somebody else is going to come by pretty fast to help him out.
Alcalde against Lears, 5:20 to go here in the second quarter. Barnhill Over to Mario. He moves baseline. Snyder trying to strip it from behind, but it's out of bounds off the Wildcats. A couple years ago, Hiawatha finished with 12 wins. That was their best season in a decade for this boys basketball program. Gary Smith looking for a big bounce back campaign this year. They've started to get some momentum with two wins in a row to get the record back to 500. Just four games left, though, here in the regular season. Bryant had it knocked out of his hands, and it's a steal by Matthew Lears. Nine Hiawatha turnovers is their biggest bugaboo. Zeller over to Schrick. Now Boswell. Left side to Snyder. Jay sets the screen. Tyson attacks and threw away the ball again. Got up in the air. Nowhere to go with it. Here come the Redhawks in a hurry from left to right. Barnhill, Brian, ready to shoot, but Lear's right on him. Now he feeds it in the paint and fouled as David Keough as the 6'3 junior. Fouled on his way up. We'll get two foul shots here with 4:36 to go in the first half. And that's foul number two on Ashton Schrick. Snyder will go out. Sometimes Tyson has more energy than even his body can keep up with, I feel like.
He just gets going so fast he can't slow down. Little energizer bunny.
No doubt about it.
Not a bad thing, though.
21-15. Olton leads by six. Hiawatha with a 21-7 fourth quarter in the girls' game to come back from down eight and win. Big. Here's a driving basket for the Redhawks. Grant Barnhill able to get that one on the left side. 7 points now for Brant Barnhill. Cuts the deficit to four. Here's, gets it up top to Turner. JT attacks, kicks it out to Zeller. Far corner Trey, that's short. Rebounded by Barnhill for the Redhawks.
That was a good drive by Jalen, and just the recognition to go ahead and kick the ball out for a three for Jake.
This three-pointer by Ashton Rocky for Hiawatha. Now Lear's going to catch his breath. Walks it across the timeline. Rocky will pick him up there.
One thing I will say, Rocky has done a great job knowing that Matt had a great game on Tuesday. He's done a great job of putting enough pressure on him and not letting him get any open shots from the three, especially since he went how many threes did he make on Tuesday? Did you say you knew?
Seven or eight.
I mean, seven threes, that's pretty impressive, so great job by Hiawatha recognizing that and just making sure that they keep a hand in his face at all times.
Oh, it was 8 of 10, sorry.
8
yeah.
of 10.
8 of 10, so that was 24 points, and he had 1 2-point basket.
Yeah.
So 8 of 10 from 3 for Lears. But I don't think he's scored yet in this game, has he? Nope.
No.
Rockies held him in check. Olton with the ball underneath their own basket here. Joe Bryan just picked up his second foul for Hiawatha. That was team foul number 5. Inside to Boswell, and it's stripped and taken away by Hiawatha. That's 6 turnovers on the Wildcats. Barnhill, near side, Davis. But both these teams not only move quick on their feet, but the basketball doesn't stick. I feel like both these teams constantly keep that ball moving. Turnover here on Hiawatha, though, it's a travel violation, and that's turnover number 10. Charlie Gilliland in for the first time for Holton. He is a 6'1 junior. So it's Gilliland and Black off the bench with Lears, Turner, and Zeller. Toby fakes the handoff back to Turner, takes it strong, but can't finish on the left side.
Great move.
Yeah, everything was great. Basket just didn't drop. He'll be averaging now 4 points a game. Here's a three missed by Barnhill, rebounded by Charlie Gilliland.
That was a good box off by Charlie. He was strong, got his body into him, and really pushed him back because he's definitely outsized on the height.
Here's working around a screen by Kobe Black, fakes the handoff to Turner, drives for a layup, but they're going to wipe it off and say a foul on the floor. It's just number 6, so no free throws yet for Holton. Holton's best offense has been getting to the basket, whether it's in transition or even in the half court. And a pretty aggressive job of attacking and getting to the goal.
Yeah, from the start, they've really been good at looking for each other. The open looks, dishes, now just got to finish them. Like
right.
Jason Boswell down there, got to get got to get strong, got to go through the guy and finish strong.
Oswell missed that shot on the inbounds play for Holton. Long shot missed by Alcalde. Offensive board, though, now tipped by Lears. It'll stay with Hiawatha here with 2:07 to go in the half. Holton up by four at 21-17. Coach Gary Smith wanting a timeout, so we'll step away as well. All timeouts are brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack located just west of Whiting and online at popcorngifts.net. We'll return in half a minute here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Deer and snow are nice to see, but not when you're behind the wheel. If winter strikes your vehicle, trust a fender mender in Everest. Lawrence and crew are the experienced professionals, perfect paint, and all auto body repairs. That's the Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back to Holton. Don't forget at the end of this game and all of our contests during the Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show, we'll pick a player to bank on. That's brought to you by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in downtown Hiawatha. Hiawatha girls rally to win by 8. Holton boys leading 21-17 with just over 2 minutes to go here in this second quarter. Justin Flick back with you, Shea Tanking, Courtney Boswell on the microphones tonight as well, with Eli Hallauer and Cameron Mulroy running the Holton Channel video production. Hiawatha called a timeout. They have the ball. Keo Boswell back in there, the freshman. Also Barnhill, Davis, and Alcalde. And I look down, Shea. We got a foul called here against Holton trying to get through a screen.
Yeah, I mean, Keo was pretty set. I wouldn't call that against Keo. He was set, and then the point guard did a really good job of driving Jalen Turner into the screen, drawing the foul. So as a point guard, I mean, that's what you aim to do, is drive your defender into that screen, a set screen. So that was very, very smart of him.
Hiawatha, though, throws the inbounds pass away, and it's a basket for Holton in transition off the turnover. Nice two-on-one there with Jalen Turner finishing, and Matt Lears getting the steal and the assist. Now a three-pointer by the southpaw. That is Boswell off the bench. Cameron Boswell's 11th three-pointer of the year. It's in a three-point game with just over 90 seconds to go till halftime. A Lears three-pointer to answer is short. Boswell rebounds. Hands it to Lears. Lears lost it. Holton with five of their seven turnovers themselves here in this second quarter. Hiawatha could tie with another three-pointer. They've now made four of them in this game. Rocky hands it off to Davis. Looking back door, nothing there. Davis without the dribble. Long pass back over to Ashton Rocky. He's defended by Turner, as both teams have been playing man-to-man since the opening tip. Rocky on the near side. Up top, three-point shot is no good. Missed by Boswell. Rebounded by Holton. Lears looking to the bench, waiting for the call, and now Connor Bouchard will give him instructions with 45 seconds to go here till halftime. Here's the Turner, and Holton may be content to run a little flex here and try to hold for one shot. They've led by as many as 8 points, have the Wildcats. Now Turner shoots and hits a long two with confidence. Jalen Turner now has scored six. 25-20. Holton led by four at the end of one quarter. They've made just one three-pointer thus far. Turner defending Rocky. Jalen getting after it. There's an offensive little push-off as Rocky extended the forearm out there. Great defense by Jalen Turner, and the little push foul by Ashton Rocky will be his first personal. Team fouls number six for both teams. 13 seconds to go. Hiawatha will match up full court to try to slow Holton down a bit. Nobody with more than two personal fouls. Here's Lears getting it, going to the basket. Three on two, but he'll spin it back out, top of the key. Checks the clock, 7 seconds to go. Lears gets a screen with five. He lost the ball, and it rolls out of bounds. Holton will have it now with 3.7 to go on a sideline inbound play. Lears gets it. Nice crossover, an open look. Three-pointer at the buzzer, no good. He knew right as he released it that it was off target. But the Holton Wildcats up 5 here at the break. A halftime score, Holton 25 and Hiawatha 20. Entertaining first half of Big 7 League basketball here on the Holton Channel and KNZA. Our halftime show presented by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires with a 110% price match guarantee located 7 miles west of Holton on Highway K-16. We'll get you the first half statistics and more when we continue here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Get out of town. For automotive repairs? Yes. Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires is more than tires. You get top-notch mechanic work so good it comes with a one-year warranty. They handle brakes, lube oil, and filters, and all your preventive maintenance. Wilson's Direct provides a free shuttle if you need a ride, or they'll even come pick your car up and drop it off at no charge. Because they know you're busy, and they want to make it convenient for you to get out of town. 7 miles west of Holton.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Have you had a surgery or an injury that needs physical therapy? This is Amanda Wilhelm with Sudbeck Thompson Allied Rehabilitation Services, also known as STARS, and we can help you with all types of physical and occupational therapy so you can get your life back to normal. We can help you at our Horton location or at Hiawatha, and we will provide you with the individualized attention and time you deserve. Our staff enjoys returning patients to an improved quality of life. Let us help you at STARS. We're on Facebook and online at starsrehab.net.
Anderson Meats in Troy wants you to know they're planning on expanding their services to you soon to include retail sales. Listen for further details about adding retail sales at Anderson Meats in Troy. And for your meat processing, Anderson Meats has openings for scheduling in May. So give them a call now and get your name on the schedule. 785-985-2292. Anderson Meats in Troy, where they appreciate your business and look forward to serving you for meat processing and soon retail sales. South on Last Chance Road in Troy.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Welcome into halftime. Our score at the break, 25-20. Holton leading Hiawatha. Justin Fluke alongside Courtney Boswell and Chase Hanking. And looking at the first half, it was 17-13 at the end of one quarter. Holton's big lead came early in the second as they scored four quick points of that 21-13. So Holton was up by 8. Hiawatha only led briefly a couple times in the first quarter. They got it back to within 3, had a chance for a tie on a triple that wouldn't go there in the second quarter. And Holton able to get the final points of the half and lead by 5 here at intermission. Fans being treated to a halftime performance here at Holton High School. So who are the guys out there with the gals? Like, you know what's going on here, Courtney, or what?
Caleb Hernandez, Dallas Pettaway.
We
Pettaway.
Didn't have to name them all, but is it a group?
Oh, sorry. Like... no, they're just random people.
Okay,
they're
okay.
Just like a lot of the boys that don't play any sports. Sorry, right. I was going to list them all off for
No. I mean, yeah, you could, but I just thought maybe it was a group. Like,
no, a lot of them are club, like the band people or just wrestlers, non-basketball players essentially, so...
Oh, it looks like a lot of fun, whatever it is. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think everybody, all the fans at least, enjoy watching the guy-girl dance every year. It's pretty entertaining to see the boys try and dance.
All right, back to basketball. Shea, what do you think about the first half? I mean, I'm looking at 11 Hiawatha turnovers. That's probably their biggest nemesis right now, but some three-point shooting kept them in it for Holton. I just think they got a lot of high-percentage shots and probably a lot of points off turnovers that kind of helped them maintain the lead in the first half.
Yeah, I definitely don't think Coach Gary Smith can be happy with the amount of turnovers. It seems like it's kind of out of character for them. They just seem a little bit out of sync there in the first half, so they just need to kind of find their groove a little bit on offense and limit their turnovers a little bit. But on the Holton side, they've been doing a really good job of defending, getting deflections, and turning them into transition looks, looking for each other, getting those high percentage shots. But it seems to me like most of their points are from transition, not a whole lot out of the half court offense.
Let's get you the first half statistics. They're brought to you by NEK Tax Services, located just west of Whiting. They are the local experienced professionals on your side. Jacob Yinks, Courtney Brockhoff, and crew at NEK Tax Services, still with appointments available. They'll help you out with your tax return and tax preparation and questions answered throughout the year at NEK Tax Services of Whiting. For the visitors from Hiawatha, they had five players score in the half. They were led by Branch Barnhill with 7 points. Ashton Rocky hit 2 threes. That gave him 6. 1 3-point basket by Cameron Boswell, and a 2-point bucket each for Joel Bryan and Tyler Davis. Correct me if I'm wrong, girls, but Hiawatha did not get to the line. They didn't attempt a free throw in that first half?
No, and I think Holton only went to the line twice, one for an and one, and then Jake Zeller had 2 free throws, I believe.
So not a big difference there at the line. Holton had 4 guys score. Pretty good balance. Jalen Turner has 8 points. Jake Zeller has 8 points. And Tyson Snyder has 7. All of Snyder's came in the first quarter to help get Holton out to the early lead. Kobe Black has the other 2 points for the Wildcats. We talked about Hiawatha turnovers with 11. Holton had 7. They were a little bit sloppy as well. But the Wildcats lead it by 5 here at the break. It's 25-20. Courtney, I'll get to your thoughts and what you maybe think will be keys or what these teams might be adjusting or the coaches talking about here before the second half.
So one thing that I mentioned earlier that I think Hiawatha is going to continue to do is just keep that pressure on Matt Lears and just keep a hand in his face at all times, knowing that he did have a good game on Tuesday. But I think both sides are really trying to push the pace again. I think if we can get some more fast break layups for Holton, that'd be beneficial, because that's really when they went on their run in the first quarter, was when they could got some steals, push the ball up the floor. But both sides offensively, I feel like, are moving the ball really well. And like you said earlier, the ball's not sticking in anybody's hands, which is a good thing. So I don't know. I feel like defense might just kind of end up winning the game, and whoever can hold on the longest.
Holton hit 1-3. Hiawatha made 4 shots behind the arc there in the first half. As mentioned, just a couple weeks left here in the regular season. It'll wind down quick. Hiawatha will be home against Royal Valley next Tuesday and then at Perry next Friday before wrapping up the regular season at Sabetha. The Redhawk boys came in 8-8 tonight. Holton came in 10-6. The final 3 games for them are at Riverside next Tuesday and then home games against Nemaha Central and Perry Lecompton. We owe you one more timeout here on the Halftime Show, brought to you by Wilson Direct, home of the 110% price match guarantee. It's Wilson Direct, Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway K-16. Second half, boys, Big 7 action is coming up next here on the MSE Sports Radio Network.
A successful team is one that is dedicated, passionate, and hardworking. The team at NEK Tax Services in Whiting brings that approach with each client they encounter. Jacob Yinks, Courtney Brockhoff, and Megan Bodenhausen work together each day to provide the highest quality of service to our clients. If you're looking for a tax professional to help with your tax situation, give us a call at 785-873-3414 or visit us at nektax.com.
The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company was established in 1871 and is the oldest state-chartered bank in Kansas. The M&J Banks are a branch of the Bank of Blue Valley, offering commercial, business, and personal banking while allowing you to manage your finances around the clock with anytime banking featuring online and mobile options. The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company. Stop by branch locations in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or Atchison, or log on to mjbtrc.com. Member FDIC.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Underway here in the third quarter. Holton had the basketball, got a good look at a shot, but to no avail as the score remains 25-20. Now the Redhawks on offense, the Road Reds moving right to left here in the second half.
Fell on Snyder right then.
We didn't talk about foul trouble at halftime, but Matt Lears and Ashton Tricky have two fouls for Holton, and for Hiawatha, Joel Bryan has two. Bryan's a guy that has to get going here for Hiawatha. He's averaging 15 points per game, but held to just two of them there in that first half. Mario Alcalde, Brant Barnhill, Tyler Davis, Ashton Rocky out there with Joel Bryan, Coach Gary Smith's squad. They'll have it here underneath their own basket after the first foul on Snyder. Snyder, Turner, Lears, Boswell, and Zeller for Coach Bouchard's Wildcats. Holton made it to the state tournament a season ago. They're currently on the path for like a 4 or 5 seed potentially in the 4A sub-state. If they could get to the 4 seed, Holton could get 2 home sub-state games to try to get back to the state tournament. A lot to play for, certainly. You're down the stretch. Bryant unable to get a shot off. Boswell defending him. Now back up top it goes, and Hiawatha will reset with Barnhill. Defended by Lears. Over to Alcalde. Mario drives. He'll stop and pop from the elbow. It's in and out. Rebound ripped away by Snyder before the whistle and a jump ball. Tyler Davis couldn't hang on to it long enough. Here's Zeller attacking and scoring again. Holton in transition. Zeller is the first guy in double digits tonight. He's got 10 points. Rocky over to Barnhill, and now Alcalde. 27-20, Holton leads. Their big lead was 8. Here's a 3 by Mario. No good. Turner skies and reels in the rebound. Takes off. Gets control of the basketball. Now back to Snyder. Steps into a wide-open 3-pointer. Bingo! Snyder's in double digits as well with his first triple of the game. And a timeout by Coach Gary Smith as a quick 5-0 run to start the third quarter for the Wildcats has them leading now by double digits at 30-20. Confidence by Snyder. We saw confidence by Zeller taking it strong to the rack. And Holton, after that big win against Goyle Valley, I think especially on the offensive end, this Wildcat team seems to be playing with a lot of confidence tonight.
Yeah, you know, I have to give credit to my dad here. You know, he's always adamant. You know, good teams come out and set the tone in the third quarter. You got to come out of the half, and you got to make sure the other team knows, especially the visiting team knows, this is our home court. This is how we're going to play. But also, I mean, if Hiawatha wants to win this game, they're going to have to come out and set the tone as well.
Well, timeout called by Gary Smith. He'll have a couple remaining here as we go under 6 minutes left here in the third quarter. That's Shea Tanking alongside Courtney Boswell and Justin Fluke. And a foul on a 3-point shot. Snyder got there late. And we're going to get a trio of free throws here as the freshman Cameron Boswell had checked in, and he's heading to the line. And that's the second foul on Tyson Snyder. You ladies got any good holiday or tech stories you want to share tonight since he's not here?
There's too many to pick from. Probably have a few, but.
First free throw, no good. Second free throw is good. Now the third one coming up here for Boswell. We were talking at halftime how many players on the court that Courtney's related to. Obviously two of them with the last name Boswell, one for each team. And Cameron for Hiawatha, the freshman, makes 2 of 3 at the line. He's got 5 points off the bench, and that makes it an 8-point contest.
Fulton's really doing a good job offensively of just sharing the ball. I mean, you know, Matt's not necessarily getting wide-open shots tonight, nor is he really hitting any shots, but he hasn't taken any either just because of Hiawatha's defense. But, you know, that's when Tyson Snyder and Jake Zeller have really stepped up and just kind of taken over, which is wonderful. I mean, that's what you want to see right now at this time of the year. You want to see those players starting to develop and score a little more and become a little more confident.
Empty possession for Holton, and Hiawatha's got it back after the free throws by Boswell a moment ago. Here's Ashton Rocky. Holton's got a little zone defense here. We saw both teams playing mainly man-to-man in the first half, but now Holton going to zone it up a bit. Redhawks have hit 4 triples. Rocky with 2 of those, gets it to Alcalde, and now back to Ashton. Under 5 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Everything on the perimeter for Hiawatha. Mike Holton, they haven't been able to get many touches or anything attacking the basket. Brian looking, flips it back near half court to Alcalde, and they reverse it near side to Boswell. A 3 for the lefty, no good. Try to rush that one. Here's Snyder, weaving his way through traffic. Ahead of Turner, who missed it off the glass. Nice pass, but Turner going too quick, couldn't quite hit the brakes in time, and now stripped is Joel Bryan on his way up. And they're going to say it was off Joel Bryan as it went out of bounds, and it'll be Holton basketball as Ashton Trick and Kobe Black come in for the Wildcats.
Good fast break look for Holton. Just couldn't get it to fall. Going a little too fast. A little too fast.
Is that the 11th turnover on Hiawatha now? First one this half, I believe. Nice no-look clears to Boswell, who finishes. And a little bit slow there to get up. Lears kind of went sliding out of bounds. He got the assist to Boswell. Maybe got poked in the eye or something, too. I must have missed it if there was contact. Matt's going to have to come out. As Jace Boswell just scored his first points of the night, putting the lead back to 10. Did you get your brother's points there?
I did. Don't worry. He missed about every other one. Hey. But that one. I'm sorry, I have to say it.
3-pointer by Boswell. In and out. Snyder's got it. Ahead again. Here's Turner catching up to it, faking, shooting, scoring. Jalen Turner's got 10. Wait, Hiawatha just not getting back defensively in transition.
No, that one, Jalen finally hit the brakes a little bit and was able to get the guy up and go through him. That was a good look.
Foul down low on Kobe Black. We'll send Joel Bryan to the free throw line. This is the third foul this half. All three of them have been against Holton. Just the first personal on Kobe Black. First free throw no good for Joel Bryan. Good free throw shooter, Joel, about 68%, but he missed his first attempt of the night. We'll have one more coming here. Turner gets a quick break as Lears is right back in there for Coach Bouchard. Joel Bryan again, just 2 points tonight. That second free throw's good, and another timeout called by Coach Gary Smith. 3:54 to go in the third quarter. 34-23, let's step away. Our timeout's all brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ireland Custom Exhaust has changed our business name to Ice Automotive.
We offer much more than exhaust repair as a full-service automotive shop that works to maintain the overall life of your vehicle, and we treat every customer and vehicle as if it were our own.
Started in the 1950s by my granddad, Marion Wood, our family has provided automotive repair with top-quality work, reasonable prices, and honesty.
At Ice, we look forward to building a long-term relationship with you, local family business.
Ice Automotive, just south of Holton, on
Highway 75.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
With studio engineer Seth Tollefson, Justin Fluke back with you alongside Courtney Boswell and Shea Tanking tonight. The Wildcats have it, leading 34-23 over Hiawatha. We're a little over halfway through this third period. Trick, Lears, Black, Snyder, and Boswell for the Wildcats. And now Hiawatha's going to play a little zone. There's the alley-oop, and it's intercepted by Joel Bryan. I feel like maybe Hiawatha on the scouting report maybe saw that play a few times this season. Snyder's been able to dunk it a few times. When Hiawatha went to the zone, the Wildcats tried it, but a good defense by Joel Bryan.
Yeah, they definitely looked like they were ready for that. But good defensive switch by Hiawatha going to a 3-2, so just switching it up a little bit.
Snyder checks out. He just picked up his third personal foul. He's the first player in this game, I believe, that has three fouls for either team.
Fulton switched it back to a man-to-man as well.
Boswell near side to Rocky. Ashton has it popped up in the air. Turner gets it ahead to Schrick, but he can't get up the floor quick enough as Alcalde intercepts it for Hiawatha. First Holton turnover of this third quarter. They lead by 11. It's their biggest margin of the night. Alcalde yet to score for Hiawatha. He averages 8 points per game. We talk about Bryan struggling a bit. Here's Joel moving baseline, and there's a nice layup by Joel Bryan. Hiawatha without their top scorer tonight, Carson Gilbert, 16 points a game. He's missing another week of basketball, and Jacob Rieger, big senior on the inside, also out with an injury, not in uniform here tonight. Spears fakes the three into the lane, kicks it out to Kobe Black for the trifecta. No good. Rebound by Hiawatha. Here comes Joel Bryant. Back to 5-on-5 as Holton matches up. 2:20 to go, third quarter. Alcalde, a little holding foul there to go against Boswell. I believe just the first. But all four fouls here in the second half have gone against Holton as Jake Zeller will come back in. And actually, that's the second now on Boswell. Kobe goes to the bench. And Hiawatha will have it here underneath their own goal. Alcalde looking and still looking underneath his own basket in trouble. Got it in just in time. Bryan hands it off. No, tried to hand it off to Rocky. Now gives it to Ashton. Ashton against Ashton. Rocky and Schrick. And this ball through the hands of Boswell and out of bounds. Excuse me, Davis, rather. Out of bounds on that far side. Got something on the floor, it looks like. Piece of trash that Tony Rishik will take care of for us, one of our three officials tonight. Tony will appreciate getting his name on the radio for picking up trash and not for a bad call, right?
Yeah.
Turner finds Lears. He kicks it out. Three-point shot, Zeller. Missed everything long. Lears can't get the rebound as it's into the hands of Bryan. Here comes Joel. Pass ahead. Now Alcalde moves left baseline. Wide open layup, and it popped out. And then the rebound taken away by Zeller, but I think they're going to call a foul here on Jake. As Keogh had kind of secured that rebound, and Ziller trying to grab at it to take it away, will pick up his first personal foul. Turner to the bench. Coach Deshard telling Jalen Turner, you just gave up twice now, a potential layup there on the baseline drive, giving up that baseline. He goes out. Hiawatha with the ball, down by 9. Boswell's pass into the paint. Keogh muscles it up, missed, tipped by Boswell, but Lears has it for the Wildcats. Just a minute 15 to go, third quarter.
Right now, Hiawatha's showing that 3-2 zone, and one thing that Holton needs to try to do right now, we have nobody flashing to the high post. Well, my brother just did right then, but... And that's what I was getting at eventually was we need somebody to flash inside in the lane, high post, low post, somebody to work inside so then we can get a better shot on the outside, go inside out.
If you would
out.
Have talked quicker, you would have looked like a genius.
I know.
You just couldn't get it out before they executed it.
I was going to say something too, but
You know, the Hiawatha's really extended in their zone. They almost have all five guys really close to the three-point line, and Holton's not really taking advantage of that open middle floor, and they could do a lot with that, but they aren't taking advantage of it like they should.
Zeller for three, good. Hiawatha missed the three. Holton comes down and makes one. It's Jake Zeller, and all of a sudden it is a 15-point lead. Hiawatha now trailing 40-25 as we get a timeout with under 30 seconds to go. I finally got the explanation. I think I explained it once already on radio, but Coach Bouchard loves to take the timeouts after a made basket. It seems a little bit odd, you know, when your team kind of has momentum and you're playing well. When I asked him about that, he said, you know, I want to sometimes use it to change up the defenses, but he said more so, he said, I want to remind guys and not let them get too relaxed or too still, you know, and make sure that they stay focused and playing with high energy even when a basket goes in or even when things are going our way. I just think it's kind of unusual a bit that you see a coach that takes that many timeouts after, you know, a made basket.
Yeah, you don't see it very often, but, you know, tonight it seems to be working, so.
Biggest lead of the game here, 40-25.
Does Hiawatha really have no fouls?
No, none this half.
Pass?
Yeah.
Wow.
6-0. And the Holton student section already starts chanting for some bench players to see a little time. Holton, that's one thing they haven't really done this year is blow anybody out. Winless Chapman team. Several teams they jumped on top of early, but then could never keep the foot on the accelerator through all four quarters. Hiawatha's got it here. 15 seconds left. Looking for a good shot. Alcalde bounces it to the high post to Bryan. Back out to Mario. Fakes the three. Drives. Gets a layup, but he missed it. Rebounded by Rocky. 3 seconds left. Top of the key. Bryan fakes at the foul line. He shoots. He scores. There's the buzzer. Bryan's got 7. As he makes that shot after faking the three, good court awareness and time clock management there for Joel Bryant. So it's 40-27 as we head to the fourth quarter. After this, the full 1 minute timeout on FM 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha and the Holton channel at MSCSports.net.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
24/7 banking with our bank just got easier.
That's Leslie Smith, Vice President of the Farmers State Bank.
We've upgraded our mobile and online banking, and we're excited for you to try it. It's the convenience of everything in one place. Please go to our website, fsbks.bank, to enroll.
Hometown banking with your neighbors and friends. That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back. On to the fourth quarter we go. And a foul against Holton. Just 12 seconds in. This will put Hiawatha in the bonus. So 7 fouls on Holton and none on Hiawatha here in the second half. But the Wildcats extended their lead thanks to a 15-7 third quarter. Led by as many as 15 and now up 13 as to the line goes Tyler Davis for the first time tonight. The front end 1-1 and he hit it. 3 points for Tyler Davis. The way Hiawatha shoots threes, I mean, this game isn't over. Holton has had kind of some dud quarters this year, and that's something they're looking to maybe avoid tonight, just that dud of a quarter. Both free throws good by TD. He's got 4 points, 40-29.
Hiawatha back in that man-to-man.
Rocky against Lears. Matt still hasn't scored in this game after the 26th. On Tuesday, nice pass that time. Boswell counting and one as Lears gets another dime. And, you know, he's just a kid that really probably doesn't care if he scores or not. He's still going to continue to hustle and make plays like that and gee it up.
That was a good, strong move by Jace Boswell down there. He had quite a few hands and bodies down there to go through, so that was really strong. I like the finish.
Second foul on Brant Barnhill. First foul on Hiawatha. Free throw no good for Bosley, so it's 42-29. Hiawatha against a Holton zone here again. 3-2 look. Rocky in the lane. Little right-handed hook shot good for Joel Bryant. He's heated up.
One thing they're going to have to do if they're going to play a 3-2 zone is just be aware of the inside. Hiawatha, I feel like, has a little bit more of a presence inside. Not trying to bash on my brother or anything, but they do. And so just defensively, Holton's got to be aware of that and just be able to defend it a little better.
You can bash on your brother at home, but not on the radio.
I know. I have to say it every now and then.
Here's Boswell at the foul line, out to Snyder. Didn't catch it cleanly, but now he drives, scoops it up off the glass and in. Snyder's got 15, including 2 threes in that third quarter when Holton extended the lead to double digits. Rocky Atre on the far side. Ring it up. Third triple for Ashton Rocky, and a timeout by Coach Gary Smith with 6:23 to go. We'll take the break. 44-34. I think this might be about the last timeout for Hiawatha. It is a full timeout here in the fourth quarter with the Redhawks down 10. We'll return in 30 seconds. Our timeout courtesy of Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, online at popcorngifts.net.
Push more, pull more, lift more, and save more with a new Mahindra tractor right now at Heinen Repair. Take advantage of cash discounts and low interest or no interest financing up to 84 months available with approved credit. See Heinen for details. Mahindra is the official tractor of Tough, and you're tough too. Sounds like we have a lot in common. Save big on Mahindra at Heinen Repair. Lots more there than just repair. Shop in store or online at HeinenRepair.com.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back. With studio engineer Seth Tollison standing by to host the scoreboard show. Lots of area finals already coming in. This one's not final yet, but it's in the fourth quarter, and it's Royal Valley looking to bounce back from their first loss of the season. They're leading at Nemaha Central 49-33. So Panthers up by 16 comfortably in the fourth quarter in Seneca tonight. Those two are two of the top teams in the Big 7 League. Them and Sabetha. Holton currently fourth. Here's Snyder gliding to the basket. No good. 10-point game here. 44-34, but Hiawatha's got a possession. 6 minutes to go. It's a three by Boswell. Good. When a freshman continues to gain confidence, he's got 8 points here tonight. Left-hander. And this time it's not on a positive note. After a made basket, Connor Bouchard is a little hot as he'll take the timeout here. And we're going to step away again as this is a full timeout with 5:55 remaining. It's just a 7-point contest, 44-37. Boswell just made the 6th 3-point shot of the night for the Redhawks. We'll come back after this 30-second timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Holton Community Hospital, Home Health and Hospice is your local choice for home health, serving neighbors, friends, and family for more than 26 years. Holton Community Hospital, Home Health and Hospice offers skilled nursing, physical, occupational, and speech therapy, as well as social services. If you're recovering from surgery, illness, or living with an ongoing medical condition, the team of local skilled medical professionals will help you regain your independence and make a smooth transition to home care. So count on care close to home with Home Health and Hospice from Holton Community Hospital.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Justin Flip back with you alongside Courtney Boswell and Shay Tanking. Our Holton Channel video production crew is Cameron Mulroy and Eli Hallauer again tonight. Wildcat basketball out of a timeout. They only lead by 7. Jalen Turner, Matt Lears, Boswell, Snyder, and Zellers are starting 5 here for the Wildcats. Only Snyder has 3 fouls, and here's one against Hiawatha. Boswell going up on the left block, fouled from behind, and he'll get 2 free throws for the Wildcats. Foul against Hiawatha's Joel Bryan. That's his
third. I think that's the first Hiawatha player with three fouls.
That's what I have, at least.
Just their second foul this half. Boswell's first of two is short. Boswell has the only couple free throws here in the second half for Holton, right?
Yeah.
4 points now in the game, and that one rolled around, set on the front iron, but would not fall. Still a seven-point game. Bryant sprints into the half court. A lot of movement here against Holton's man-to-man. Bryant will be defended by Jake Zellers. We're under 5.5 minutes remaining, fourth quarter.
I think it's a good move to move back, switch back to a man-to-man defense instead of the zone, just because Hiawatha hit those last couple threes pretty quickly.
Alcalde looking to keep the dribble alive. He gets a screen, moves to the right. Zeller goes flying backwards. Ball goes to Rocky, now to Bryant. Turner tightly up in his grill. Bryant picks up the dribble and bounces it back over to Ashton as we roll south of 5 minutes remaining. Pass to the right block. Faking going up, and it's missed by Bryant. He gets his own rebound, though. Bonus possession here. Hiawatha can cut it down to four.
Right now, Holton's just getting outworked. I mean, we're given second-chance opportunities that we shouldn't be given to Hiawatha, but Hiawatha's doing a great job of crashing the boards and making us work for it.
Alcalde against Snyder. Cross over to the left. Tried to pass it to Bryant, but it's tipped away. Snyder stopped, then he lost it in transition. So Hiawatha, again another opportunity to cut into this seven-point deficit. Feel like the Redhawks have had multiple opportunities here in this fourth quarter already. There's Davis down low. That shot missed. Rebounded by Turner. And nothing to show for it for Hiawatha. Got a few shots up, but still down 44-37. Turner off a Zeller screen to the basket, but missed a left-handed shot. Holton's gone cold from the floor. Here's Alcalde, and he's fouled. 3:48 to go. A 10-4 fourth quarter for Hiawatha already to this point. I feel like that was what happened in the girls' game tonight. Is this foul on Jace Boswell? It's his fourth personal. 18 fouls on Holton. Free throw, though, no good. So Holton doing some things to give Hiawatha a chance. The Redhawks just can't seem to take advantage yet right now.
Yeah, like Shay said earlier, you know, the third quarter sets the tone, and Hiawatha couldn't really get going, and now they have, and Holton's just kind of sitting back on their heels and letting it happen. So they got to get going. They got to find something to get a spark under them.
Mario Alcalde has his first point of the game. He makes the second of two free throws. Now it's two possessions at 44-38. Holton needing to refine rhythm on offense. Lears passes up the open three. Zeller quickly to Turner. Turner cut off on the baseline. Now we're down to 3 minutes, 25 seconds. Here's a three by Snyder. That's no good. Lears had the rebound, got sent to the deck, and a foul will be whistled here against Ashton Schrick. Against Ashton Rocky. Got my Ashton's confused there. It's only foul number three, so no free throws. Holton will have the ball. It looks like we got a little...
It was on Joel Bryant, actually. Oh.
Yikes, that's tough. I didn't see Bryant down there. Now that is his fourth personal foul. So Bryant's got four fouls for Hiawatha. Boswell just went to the bench with four fouls for Holton as Kobe Black returned. I don't know how Matt Lears' body felt after football games, but I feel like even after basketball games, he probably needs some
electrolytes.
No kidding.
He needs to replenish those electrolytes that he lost from sweating.
Well, like a little jacuzzi time or something, too. I feel like his body takes a beating in these basketball games sometimes.
Ice baths. Those are amazing.
There you go. Lears drives here but missed it. Here comes Alcalde. Hiawatha down by six with the ball. Mario lost the handle. Turner with the steal. Turner now ahead to Lears. Layup. Good. Matt's first points of the night. As Holton scores in transition, and they're back up by eight.
That was a good hustle play by Jalen Turner coming from behind, sprinting, working to get that steal.
about that shooter's touch for Boswell, huh?
Yeah.
Three-pointer hit the rim a couple times and falls through. Boswell's now got 11 points as the freshman Cameron just made his third three. Hiawatha only down by five. Coach Gary Smith trying to light the fire. Still plenty of time left in this one. 2:39 to go. This is foul number three on Brant Barnhill. Both teams with some foul trouble and 2:39 remaining.
Holton needs to be disciplined enough to...
Rocky just took it away from Lears. Ashton the steal. He goes and makes the layup left side. Ashton Rocky's got 11 off the Holton turnover. It's a one-possession game. At half court, almost another turnover as we're going to have a foul against Hiawatha instead, 46-43.
You know, things aren't really going Holton's way right now, and that's just part of it, but you got to fight through it. You can't just, I mean, right now we're not trying to do anything to help ourselves. We're just letting it happen. You know, like earlier, Matt kind of wanted a foul called on Rocky, but they didn't give it to him, and that's just part of it. You just got to deal with it and just move on.
Keep playing.
Lears to Zeller, trying to get a shot off. He does, but missed it. Joel Bryan rebounds, and don't look now. Hiawatha's got a possession with a chance to tie at the two-minute mark here in the fourth quarter.
Holton's D has, their defense has got to step up right now. They've got to be strong and just be active. Try to get a hand on every pass. Get a steal if they can, and then value the ball once they get it.
Barnhill to Alcalde, down to a minute 40 remaining. It's 46-43. Hiawatha's dominated this fourth quarter, just like they did in the girls' game, to the tune of a 21-7 finish. Hiawatha girls came from down 8 to win by 8. Alcalde, everybody looks tired. Nice pass. Layup good on the left side for Joel Bryan. Good pass by Mario, and it's a one-point game. Pritchard wanting a timeout, isn't he? I think Colton needs one.
Hiawatha,
they look a little tired.
They did a great job on that possession of spreading the floor out. They were Holton was in a man-to-man defense, and offensively they just spread the floor, created space through the lane to drive, and did a little pick and roll with Brian, and it worked out in their favor.
How about this? Holton's biggest lead of the game was 40-25 late in the third quarter, and now it's 46-45. So that is a 20 to 6 run right now in favor of Hiawatha. They got a fight chance here, down by just one.
You know, I mentioned earlier about setting the tone coming out of halftime. I think it was pretty safe to say that Holton set the tone right out of halftime. But you know, maintaining the tone is also part of that. And Hiawatha has taken advantage of Holton letting off the gas pedal a little bit.
73 seconds remaining, and nearly a turnover. It is. Ball lobbed in, stolen. Lears gets back, deflected. Barnhill caught it, shot it, scored it. And Hiawatha lead. 47-46 Redhawks. They stole the inbounds pass, and Barnhill got a layup. Off the Holton turnover. And now the Cats have it down one. Lears finds Kobe Black, and he's fouled. Foul number 6.
I'm interested to see who they're going to call this on.
Joel Bryan's got 4. Barnhill's got 3. No, Barnhill maybe has 4 fouls as well. This one is on Mario Alcalde, and that is his 3rd.
Big possession for Holton right here.
Holton was up 15. They lob it into Snyder, shot it, and was fouled. The lob in the lane there to Snyder on the inbounds, and Tyson will have a couple pressure free throws here.
That's five on Barnhill.
Yep. So Barnhill, the first player to foul out. He scored 9 points and gave Hiawatha their first lead of the game, at least since early on, with 65 seconds to go. He put Hiawatha ahead 47-46, as after a timeout by Holton, they kind of lobbed in the inbounds. Nobody was there. Hiawatha intercepted it, got the basket up the court by Barnhill, who's now fouled out, and it's Snyder at the line. Going to shoot 2. Snyder's got 15 points for the Wildcats. That is a team high, game high, and he misses the first.
right now, free throws are crucial. Both teams are in a 1-1, so at this point, if anybody fouls, we're going to be shooting free throws, and you got to be able to convert on those right now.
Holton is 0-for-4 in the fourth quarter from the free throw line. Here's their fifth. That one's no good. Rebounded by Hiawatha. Redhawks tried to steal a road win after Holton had a big upset at Royal Valley earlier this week on Tuesday. And now Gary Smith takes his final timeout of the game. A full timeout with 41 seconds to go. Hiawatha has the lead and the ball. 47-46. It really doesn't seem like that long ago that Holton led by 15. But this is Hiawatha's team a lot of credit. I mean, they just never went away. And Holton has been a little bit careless. I feel like they haven't finished a lot of shots. And now they're in a tough spot.
Yeah. You can tell that, like, the goals kind of changed for Holton. You know, they started out playing, you know, on a high from last Tuesday night. But now they've kind of changed it to playing not to lose. They're kind of playing a little conservative, trying not to make mistakes, which end up leading to mistakes. And Hiawatha, you can tell they want this win, and they're playing like it. They're playing to win. Holton's not necessarily playing to win.
A 20-6 fourth quarter advantage for Hiawatha after the girls' game. Saw Hiawatha win the fourth quarter, 21-7, and mount a comeback victory themselves. Hiawatha has three guys in double digits, and Barnhill fouled out with 9 points. It's a really good balance for Coach Smith's squad. Hiawatha's out of timeouts. 41 seconds is what is on the clock. I think Coach Smith had drawn up a baseline inbounds play, and they're going to have to throw it in from the sideline here instead. They get it in backcourt to Alcalde. One-on-one against Jalen Turner. Holton is man-to-man. Hiawatha does not need to shoot. At what point does Holton try to foul? And there it is. As Snyder pushes Cameron Boswell. It's going to be the freshman heading to the free throw line. There's a miscommunication for Holton as Lears and Bouchard talking that over. This is a 1-1 here for the freshman, Cameron Boswell. Big free throw. Good. Well, he might be a sophomore after this game's over with a couple free throws here that could push the lead to 3.
Huge box off right now for Holton.
Meaningful varsity time for Cameron Boswell. 13 points, he hits them both. Holton down 3. They get it ahead to Turner. Turner passes to Black. Kobe shoots and banks it in on the left side. Another timeout. Kobe Black has 4 points. Jalen Turner gets that assist. And it's back to a 1-point game now with 22 seconds remaining. Something about you girls being on the microphone that makes these games go down to the wire or what?
Yeah, apparently.
Scoreboard show coming up on Kansaland Radio with our studio engineer and host, Seth Collinson. So stay tuned for that.
What do you do? Foul?
Yeah, what do you do? Holt's going to try to get a steal, and if they don't get one, they're going to foul probably in the first 5 seconds.
Shoot, you're on Tony's side right here. You're going to push to the ground.
Yeah.
I mean, like, literally, they were trying... Jalen has hands all over.
Well, they were trying to trap. I mean,
oh, that's right. Jalen was trying to. I thought he was trying to go for a foul.
No, Jalen was.
Even
no, Jalen was just playing straight up defense, and then he was trying to push him into the trap.
Alcalde to trigger it in. Hiawatha's got the ball up by 1. 22 seconds left. Back to Alcalde, who gets fouled by Matt Lears. So it's Mario Alcalde, the Spanish foreign exchange student, a 59% free throw shooter this season. He was 1-for-2 tonight. And that's foul number 10 on Holton, so it is double bonus time now for the Redhawks. Alcalde going to get 2 free throws. He has 1 point in this game. Bends the knees, flicks the wrist, and it rattles in. Suspenseful free throw, bounces through. It's 50-48. Hiawatha by 2.
You know, even though there's only 19.3 seconds left, there's still plenty of time for Holton to get a good shot. Run a decent play and then
hope for the best.
Nearly a steal on the inbound there. Hiawatha came with a little pressure. Rocky in the backcourt applying the press. Hiawatha's out of timeouts. Holton has one remaining. They're down three of the Wildcats as Hiawatha's made all their free throws here down the stretch. Lears has the ball. Hit the game winner on Tuesday. Lears, step back, top of the key. Can't get a three off. Now he does anyway, and it's short. Rebounded by Kobe. Stripped, but a foul. And Kobe going to get two free throws. 7 seconds left, and Holton down by three. Nothing is easy in the Big 7 league, right? Foul number two on Ashton Rocky. Kobe Black's free throw is no good. But at this point, you almost have to hit. Holton in the fourth quarter is 0 for 6 at the free throw line. Hiawatha in the fourth quarter is 7 of 8 from the free throw line. There's your game, boys and girls. Kobe hits the second. He's got 5 points. Hiawatha leads by 2. 7 seconds left. They get it into Alcalde, who's fouled by Tyson Snyder. Alcalde just made 2 free throws a moment ago. That's foul number 4 on Snyder. Or is it 5?
Should be 5.
Yep, he's fouled out. 15 points for Tyson Snyder. But man, the free throw shooting differential here in the fourth quarter.
For sure, that's the game, like you were just saying. You know, at this point, when you're trying to foul Hiawatha, I don't really know. You know, usually you kind of have maybe an idea of who you want to foul, worst free throw shooter on the team kind of thing. But, I mean, at this point, Hiawatha's pretty even. You know, they've made all of the ones they've been shooting, so there's not really a player you want to not put at the line.
Davis 2 for 2. Boswell 2 for 2. Alcalde just hit 2. He's back at the line here now. Trying to extend a 2-point lead. There he gets the first. And if he makes this second one, that may be the dagger. 6.6 seconds on the clock. Hiawatha looking for their third straight win that would put him at 9-8 on the season. Alcalde's second is good, and that might do it. 53-49. Jalen Turner into the half court. 3 seconds to go. He shoots a three on the left side. No foul by Hiawatha. The three-pointer goes, but 1 point short are the Redhawks as Turner's three makes our final score 53-52. The Hiawatha girls and boys mount fourth quarter comeback to get the win. What an exciting finish. 53-52, and Hiawatha, as it turned out, needed every single one of those fourth quarter free throws to get the road win here this evening. We got postgame, player to bank on, and the final stats all coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at B Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. B Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
Is a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
For a free insurance quote, visit Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
Prompt, courteous service, and competitive prices. That's what you will find when you open the door at Foster Ford in Holton. This is Lonnie Coder, sales representative at Foster Ford. I would like to invite you to our dealership and offer you that good old-fashioned service that our previous customers have already experienced. From our sales department to our top-notch parts and service, we strive to make you the customer number one. So if it's a new car or truck you desire, or service for an existing vehicle, stop in at Foster Ford in Holton and let us help you with your automotive needs.
Attention, healthcare workers. Is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At The Pines in Houlton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, The Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, The Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at The Pines in Houlton. Our family caring for yours.
Hi, this is Meg at Citizens State Bank. If money were not a factor, what would your dream house look like? Picture it now. Would it be a large farmhouse with wraparound porch and a lot of green space? Or would it be a modern home in town? Wherever your mind goes and whatever your dream consists of, Citizens State Bank can help you get there. Come in and speak with Del, Randy, Jennifer, or Luke today and see what we can do for you. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
One final time here from Houlton High School. A couple exciting games and two Hiawatha wins. Two fourth quarter comebacks here tonight as the Hiawatha girls down as many as eight. Use a 21-7 fourth quarter to come back and win 36-28. And in the boys' game, Hiawatha trailed by 15 late in the third quarter. It was 40-25 and still 40-27 coming into the fourth quarter. But the Hiawatha boys, who had scored 27 points in the first 24 minutes of this game, scored 26 points in the final 8 minutes. So a 26-point fourth quarter for Hiawatha. And it took all of those to get a 53-52 victory tonight. We talked about free throws down the stretch. And in the fourth quarter alone, Hiawatha made 9 of 10 free throws. And Houlton makes just 1 of 7 from three-point land here tonight as Hiawatha gets the season split. They improved to 9-8 with the win. Houlton boys dropped to 10-7 with the loss. And that'll be a tough one when you're at home and up by 15, and there's a lot of different things you can look at, but this is one that, as high as you were on Tuesday, this one's probably going to sting for a little while, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure, especially going into the weekend. You have to wait a couple days, but you got to sit on it, unfortunately, if you're Houlton, and then come back Monday and get ready for the next game.
At Riverside next Tuesday for Houlton, and then home games against Nemaha and Perry. Hiawatha, a chance to build on 3 straight wins here, peaking maybe at the right time as they are expected to get Carson Gilbert back, their leading scorer. Again, they played without their leading scorer tonight and played without Jacob Rieger and get the win. They will be home against Royal Valley and then at Perry Lecompton and at Sabetha. Of course, it's easy to look back, Courtney, at the end of these games and pinpoint one or two little things that made the difference, but I guess in the Big 7 League, you know it's going to be a battle every night. You know you're going to have to play, 32 minutes in all four quarters. And, man, the fourth quarter, you feel like maybe Houlton relaxed a little bit too early? Or what was it from the time they were up 15 to not being able to put on the brakes and get the momentum of Hiawatha stuff there through the remainder of the night?
So I think one of the big things was, we just let off the gas pedal. In the first quarter, we were going, we were pushing the tempo, had the fast break layups and everything. And so, the fourth quarter, we really didn't get a lot of that, credit to Hiawatha's defense. But it's just, it's hard to say what it is exactly, but stuff just didn't go our way, and we didn't adjust to it very well. And we got in our heads and kind of started to, we weren't mentally tough throughout the fourth quarter, when I think we probably should have been a little bit more. So
yeah, I think when you talk about free throws, you talk a lot about the mental part of a basketball game, and certainly Hiawatha had a huge advantage there. Hiawatha took their first lead of the game since early in the first quarter with 65 seconds left, 47-46 on a basket by Brant Barnhill, and that was after Houlton had called a timeout, and they threw away the inbound pass from half court. It led to a Hiawatha breakaway layup, and the Redhawks actually had the lead for good in the final 65 seconds. Let's get you the final stats tonight. They're brought to you by NEK Tax Services, just west of Whiting, the local experienced tax professionals on your side. Tremendous balance for Hiawatha tonight. no really star that stands out. But how about their leading scorer, freshman Cameron Boswell off the bench, 13 points. He went 2-for-3 from three-point land in the fourth quarter and 2-for-2 from the free throw line. He scored 8 of his 13 points in the fourth quarter. The Hiawatha freshman with 13. He is our Citizen State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha player to bank on. But Boswell had 13, and then Ashton Rocky and Joel Bryan both scored 11. Ashton hit 3 threes tonight. And Brant Barnhill had 9, including the go-ahead bucket before fouling out. And then Tyler Davis and Mario Alcalde both added 4 and 5 points respectively, and those two combined to make 7 free throws, Alcalde and Davis there in the fourth quarter. Alcalde made 5 of 6 free throws in the final 20 seconds of this game. That was the final points for Hiawatha, all coming from Mario Alcalde. He scored all of his 5 points in the last seconds there from the free throw line for the Redhawks, who again are 9-8 with the win, 5-6 in the Big 7 League. For Holton tonight, Tyson Snyder scored 15, Jalen Turner had 13, and Jake Zeller had 13. But Holton didn't get much from Matt Lears, just 2 points after his 26-point game on Tuesday in the upset win at undefeated Royal Valley. Lears just 2 points tonight. Kobe Black had 5, Jace Boswell had 4. But the Wildcats dropped to 10-7 overall, 6-5 in the league. Again, just 1 of 7 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter. I'm not saying Matt Lears played bad. He played good. He did a lot of other good things, but it's just crazy. And Hiawatha was focused on him, but 26 points one night, 2 the next. I mean, it just goes to show you the constant battle that I guess you girls know well with the sport of basketball and how much different things can be from one night to the next, or in tonight's case, from one quarter to the next, right? Well, hey, it was fun, girls. Appreciate you doing it. And apparently every game that you'll broadcast will end in a one-point game.
Apparently. Yeah.
Goodness gracious.
We're going to sign off tonight. I appreciate Cameron Morrow and Eli Hallauer running the Holton Channel production for the video feed tonight. Stay tuned for our scoreboard show coming up next with Seth Tollefson. For Courtney Boswell and Shea Tanking, this has been Justin Fluke. Again, our finals tonight, the Hiawatha Redhawks get the sweep on the road with 2 big fourth quarter comebacks. Hiawatha girls win 36-28, and the Hiawatha boys win 53-52. Have a great weekend. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Good night.